Welcome to Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP LP Fayette, brought to you by the Boonslick Historical Society and its president, respected Fayette community member Jim Steele, journalist, graphic designer, and historian. This edition of Local Voices airs every Monday from noon to 4 p.m. and focuses on a glance back at the music and history of World War II as it affected Fayette, America, and the world. Thank you again for tuning in to this special edition, A Glance Back, here on Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP.
Thank you.
Fayette's resident historian, Jim Steele, is on 94.7 KPIP.
Becomes you, it goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear. Moonlight becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight, and I could get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. What a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight. Although moonlight becomes you so. To go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. What a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so.
Thank you. from now on. Happy days are here again, the skies above are clear again. So let us sing a song of happy cheer again. Happy, happy, happy days are here again.
Listening to Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP. Now, our local historian Jim Steele will take us back to the age of World War II.
You're listening to KPIP's A Glance Back, and I'm Jim Steele. Now, those who tuned in last week will recall that we took a look back at the beginnings of Fayette's historic swimming pool, located, of course, in the city park, which this year will turn 85 years old. Now, as we noted, no one who had cast a ballot in the 1934 municipal election that spring could have known that the election results would have historic and far-reaching ramifications for the local community and Howard County. Fayette attorney D.C. Rogers had already established himself as a mover and shaker locally and statewide. In the election, 1934, he handily defeated the incumbent mayor to assume the city's top elected position. Immediately, the pages of the Fayette newspapers carried word of Rogers' far-reaching ideas for the city, including a major beautification effort and, more importantly, hopes to establish Fayette's first city park, and also to have a state-of-the-art pool as the centerpiece of the park. News accounts indicate there was near unanimous backing for the plan, and soon a number of residents had agreed to serve on several different planning committees. Fast forward to today, the pool is particularly significant in that it continues to serve as a long-lived recreational facility built by a partnership of public utilities, this of course during the Great Depression. Funding came from Fayette itself, also the Works Progress Administration, better known as the WPA, and money from Howard County and also the state of Missouri. The pool, then and now, is distinguished by its Art Deco styling, as well as the unusual above-ground design. This was a concept of one Wesley Bentz, B-A-N-T-Z, a nationally known civic engineer from Lansing, Michigan. He brought to the project his patented Bentz pool design. At any rate, the facility opened on July the 4th, 1936, and remains in use in its original function. The pool's greatest period of significance, as you might expect, runs from 1936 until the 1960s, when air conditioning and the availability of other forms of entertainment became commonplace. Well, there were several summers in later years that the pool did not open or had to close early because of maintenance issues. It nonetheless continues today to exhibit a high degree of integrity and has seen no major alterations since its construction. Also, a World War I memorial, it's a plaque, it's been preserved as part of the pool's second floor observation area. Now, the decision to create an official city park in Fayette came in 1935. That was the year the pool was started. And at the time, Missouri ranked 11th in the nation in the number of WPA workers, with more than 100,000 Missourians on WPA payrolls. Keep in mind, this was in the middle of the Depression. Mayor Rogers, who was active in the politics of municipal administration on a statewide basis, would naturally have been quite familiar with such programs. At the time the park project was being planned, he was president of the Missouri Mayors Association and was instrumental in arranging a large meeting of that group in Fayette just weeks after the park project got underway. Whatever the influencing factors, it is known that by the fall of 1935, pool construction had become a key part of the park project, and the WPA had committed to help with the funding. On November 15th of that year, the Fayette paper reported that 40 men had started on both the park and the swimming pool project, 20 on each job. The paper noted plans are to proceed at once with the building of the swimming pool. Blueprints soon were submitted to the council for approval, and the actual work began. A week later, the city council and other officials heard what was described as a, quote, interesting and intelligent discussion of swimming pools. And this was done by the nationally known swimming pool designer we mentioned earlier, Wesley Bentz. He apparently made quite an impression and was hired that same evening, with the newspaper featuring a long complimentary account of his presentation. The report he gave included a fairly detailed discussion of the pool design and noted that officials who heard the proceedings were elated over the fact that Bentz had contracted with the city at such an appropriate time. It appears that everyone involved was impressed with the above-ground design for the pool, which it was said made it a lot less expensive to construct. Bentz was confident that he could stay within the approximately $16,000 budget. Now keep in mind that was long time ago, that would be worth about $303,000 in today's money. This was the money set for the pool project and would allow it to end up with a facility big enough to suit the needs of the community. Now, as we kind of indicated, Bull was an experienced pool designer who designed and supervised construction of pools in several states. He later published a promotional booklet, which included photographs of more than a dozen of his more notable above-ground pools, including the one in Fayette. Promotional literature put out by Bentz in the mid-1940s shows that he was still designing pools then, much like the one in Fayette, and listed several advantages of building a pool above ground. Bentz had not only designed the Fayette pool, he also played an active role in its construction. His contract specified on-site supervision as well as building plans, and ultimately he was required to make at least 8 trips to Fayette while the pool was under construction. City council meetings from that period show that he took the responsibility seriously. He appeared before them at least 6 different times to update the aldermen on the project and to discuss various options. As 1935 gave way to a new year, construction moved along quickly at a pace that would seem unheard of today. With the coming of the summer months, it was evident that the pool's completion would come none too soon, as that summer turned out to be one of the hottest, if not the hottest, on record. The official opening dedication ceremony took place on Independence Day, July 4, 1936. Now today, the pool is believed to be one of the last extant Bentz designs that's still in use anywhere in the nation, a fact that's a source of pride for local historians and those committed to historic preservation. One who has led many local historic preservation efforts over the years is Fayette resident Pam Hutzel. She's credited for leading initiatives to preserve the pool and to maintain it in accord with recognized historic preservation standards. As a result of these efforts and the participation of like-minded citizens, a grant was received several years ago from the Missouri State Historic Preservation Office, which permitted tuck pointing and window improvements for the headhouse building, which of course, as you know, serves as the entrance to the pool. City funds and donations, along with the aforementioned grant, have made it possible for the pool to continue in operation for most summers. Of course, as you might expect, 85-year-old machinery such as pumps, filters, electrical wiring, drains, and so forth obviously have required replacing and or upgrading in addition to replacing windows and repairing leaks in the pool basin. City workers and volunteers have contributed much time and effort over the years. As we noted earlier, the structure is little changed in its basic design and appearance from that opening day in 1936. Gone, however, are the huge high dive and the long curving slide. You can see it in early photographs. No doubt this is in response to safety and liability concerns. Now, in those early days of the pool's operation, relatively few central Missouri communities had such an outstanding recreational attraction. And so Fayette's facility, with its clear, sparkling water, drew huge summer crowds from Howard County and well beyond. With relatively few family sites available and home air conditioning virtually non-existent, the pool was indeed a popular venue. However, with the advent of TV, electronic games, nearly universal home air conditioning, plus, of course, the internet, social media, and various shifts in popular culture, swimming pool usage by area youngsters and adults has, to a large degree, fallen off from the huge numbers observed in early years. When the pool was forced to close for an entire summer recently, there was a cry in some quarters to destroy it and build something entirely new. One editor continually referred to it as the relic. Nonetheless, the pool today still has its aficionados. Many of the mechanical issues have been addressed by the appointment of a highly qualified public works director several years ago. Equally important, two citizens groups are working on preservation and improvement efforts. One group is known as the Friends of the Historical Fayette Memorial Pool, and the other is an official city group known as the Ad Hoc Pool Committee, which is also spearheading construction of a splash park adjacent to the pool. That's the story up to now, and it's expected that some commemoration of the pool's 85th birthday will take place during 4th of July activities this summer in the city park. Thanks for listening to KAPIP's A Glance Back. I'm Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
That was our Glance Back in Time with Jim Steele, president of the Boone Slick Historical Society. This series with Jim Steele will continue every Monday from noon to 4 p.m. during Local Voices, only on 94.7 KPIP.
A lady known as Paris, romantic, charming, has left her old companions and faded from view. Lonely men with lonely eyes are seeking her in vain. Her streets are where they were, but there's no sign of her. She has left the same. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her that way. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember.
Back to normal now. Here's what he had to say.
miss your apple pie. Oh, Mama, I miss yours too. Now, Mama, they're treating me all right, but they can't cook just like you. Oh, Mama, nobody's spoiling me like you used to do. They won't let me stay in bed until noon. At 5:45, they play me a tune. Oh, Mama, I miss your apple pie. And by the way, I miss you.
Greatest Generation lives here on 94.7 KPIP.
I don't need your photograph to keep by my bed. Your picture is always in my head. I don't need your portrait, dear, to call you to mind. For sleeping or waking, dear, I find the very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king. And foolish though it may seem, to me that's everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. Thank you. of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, and your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Pepsi Cola hits the spot. 12 full ounces, that's a lot. Twice as much for a nickel, too. Pepsi Cola is the drink for you.
In every Chevrolet showroom in America, more and more people are looking at the car that's just out and just wonderful. The 1957 Chevrolet. Some are looking at Chevrolet's daring new front-end styling, the bold new grille, big, beautiful sloping hood. Some are looking at Chevy's handsome new rear end with high fashion fenders and fresh new design. Everyone's enthused about the new color-fashioned interiors and the sleek command post instrument panel. And the biggest news of all, Chevrolet's fuel injection.
Light up a Cremo, a mellow, mild Cremo, a winning smoke by far. You can search every climb, but at three for a dime, you can't beat a Cremo cigar. Love, Smoking Society. This is Arthur Godfrey down in Washington, D.C. Mike Mann Godfrey, Cremo's capricious custodian of the calorific cantata.
Enjoy the good old days when the world came together to fight for the good of all. This is Local Voices with historian Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Thank you. like I am. Just placing your trust in tomorrow like I am. I know that you have lots to do, but when the long day is through, do you ever dream of tomorrow? 'Cause I do.
Thanks to the Boonslick Historical Society for bringing us this historical content on Local Voices with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
With the sun and the rain, or its lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, to each his own, and my own is you. What good is the song if the words just don't belong, and a dream must be a dream for two? No good alone,
each his own. For me there's you. If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. To open each door, there's a key. I need you, I know. I can't let you go. Your touch means too much to me. Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own, one and only you.
If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. And to open each door, there's gotta be a key. I need you, I know. I can't let you go. 'Cause honey, your touch means too much to me.
Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own, one and only.
Welcome Charlie Butterworth for your contribution to the evening's fun. And immediately after Tiny's message, there's a little vocal contribution I'd like to make. All right, Tiny?
Thank you, Al. Okay, Lud? That sentimental little ballad is called Hands Across the Table. Whether it conjures up a picture of two romantic people holding hands, or a picture of Junior reaching across the table for a second piece of cake, I want you to remember this one fact. Those hands, no matter whose they are, can spread the germs of many common diseases. That's why I want you to realize how important it is to keep hands clean, to wash them regularly and always before meals with Lifebuoy, which not only removes dirt, but helps to remove germs. Teach the children this habit. Form it yourself. Always use Lifebuoy for hands and face as well as the bath.
The Jergens Program with Walter Winchell, America's one-man newspaper. Walter Winchell's famous column appears in the New York Daily Mirror and other newspapers from New York to Honolulu. He's here with flash news, odd news, exclusive news. We have a Thanksgiving treat for you tonight. Miss Alma Archer is here in our Jergens studio and will speak to you later. Alma Archer is an expert on smartness and beauty, and she believes that the care of her hands is a duty for every woman. And now to the editorial room of the Jergens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mr. North American. All the ships at sea. Let's go to press. Flash. Juarez, Mexico. Steady Lawford, who takes a bath before... And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another Jergens Journal until next Sunday night at the very same time. Until then, and with lotions of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, who thinks every American has at least one thing to be thankful for on Thursday next. Thankful that we still salute a flag and not a shirt. Good night.
Thanks, Frank. That was swell.
I'm glad you liked it, Harry.
You know, you're a darn good-looking fellow. I'll bet you have lots of girls crazy about you.
Oh, I don't know.
You're just being modest. But tell me, how do you feel when you're in love?
How do I feel? My gosh, Harry, it's the most wonderful feeling in the world. Why, when I'm in love, I'm just breezing along with the breeze. I never mind the bumps or the ruts along the highway of life. I float through life on a cloud.
And that, folks, is exactly the way you feel in the famous Dodge Air Glide ride. If you haven't experienced this thrill, visit the showroom of your local Dodge dealer. See for yourself the extra value you get in this big, new, money-saving Dodge. Believe me, folks, it certainly is more car for less money. Think of it. The new Dodge Beauty Winner of 1936 now sells for only $640 and up. This price is at Factory Detroit.
Say, that is something, Harry. But how about you singing a song now?
Don't mind if I do.
Listen as past and present collide with Local Voices, Monday edition from noon to 4 p.m. on 94.7 KPIP.
above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rushing where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love, so how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart and let this fool rush in.
Bring them home again.